Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Yesterday, I was telling you the story of how I sent my son, who lives in Vegas, a picture of one of our favorite pizzas.
Yeah.
And he sent me back a text. Oh, I missed that pizza. And then I felt bad.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to make his day.
Overnight, some frozen pizzas to him.
Yep.
Went through all the trouble, sent it, disappears. I'm like, I know what happened. They ate it.
Right.
They had a pizza. Because they asked me what was in the box when I was overnighting.
Right.
They're like, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I should have said Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Nice. See? Could have shipped it right away.
Right. Would have made it there.
Yep. On time.
All right. So it didn't make it Saturday. Didn't make it Sunday. Didn't make it Monday.
Wow.
Made it yesterday.
Oh.
And when you open the box, it looks like whatever they dug up in the scene from Goodfellas when they had to dig up, was it Billy Batson?
Yes.
Who they buried?
Hey, what a leg or a wing! Hey, Harry!
It looks like a scene from freaking Goodfellas.
Yep.
Or like it looks like a scene from a Quentin Tarantino movie.
It does.
It's a freaking bloodbath in that box. I don't know. What did the raccoon get in there?
It looks like a shark attack victim. Remember the girl on the beach?
Yes! Yeah, all you need is like the hand with the fingernail.
Right. And a fly on it.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, disgusting. Yeah, what a mess.
So post office was nice enough that, you know, things happen.
Yes, it
does. They have to move a lot of stuff every day.
Right, some things don't happen. Yes.
They called me yesterday and said, hey, it's in Vegas. We don't know what time it'll be delivered, but it's going to make it. I'm like, oh.
Well, it's in Vegas, yeah.
Great.
Right.
And that box looks like it's been through hell.
Yeah, it has. It has.
The outside of the box looks like it's been through hell, but then when you open it, wow. I don't even, Chess had to put a thing over, we FaceTimed, and he had to put a thing over his face
because
it was the smell.
Oh, God, really?
And I think that this whole experience has been even worse for him.
Yeah.
Because he opened that box.
Right.
And now his memory of this pizza now.
It's the third level of
is
hell?
Death.
Yeah, right. He put some Vicks under his nose like they did at CSI.
Right. He had a thing over his face. It's like, all right. Okay.
I was like, well, you got to take some pictures for the insurance claim.
Okay, great.
Something terrible happened here. It's sinister.
It was like a scene from one of those science fiction movies where, like, I'm on Earth, and he's like base camp, another
right.
planet. Okay.
Right.
Here we go. We're opening the lid now.
Right. On here. And then here.
Right. Yeah. What? Hey, what?
Chess! Chaz!
Oh,
God. Wow, what a waste of a beautiful pie.
Yeah, it's a drag.
Oh, man. That's terrible. That's pie abuse.
I'm just wondering where it was that whole time.
Seriously, where did vacation?
I wish I had a journal of this
right.
box,
a chip.
The pizza's life.
Right, where'd it go?
4 days. You know, because, you know, when you see a little baby.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 90 years later, it's just went from just being really cute to like,
fresh
wow, that was decrepit as death,
right.
as hell.
Right, ready to die, yes. Yeah.
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 Well, this was 4 days.
Yeah. Just had a hard life in 4 days.
Looks like Mike Tyson practiced on it.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the guys from the movie Hangover at the end. It looks like it had a bender in Vegas.
It had a hell of... Yes.
It went on a bender in Vegas.
That's what happened.
It's hungover. It had some showgirls.
It got
a visitor hooker or two. Yep.
Right. A gentleman's club.
Gentleman's club.
Please,
yes,
please.
Yes. We got beaten up by Tyson.
You're right. That's exactly what happened.
In the air tonight. Yeah.
It got to Vegas. It's like, wait a minute. Hold
right.
it. Before we get to our stop,
right.
let's just check in over here at Caesars or wherever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And, okay.
Yep. And you probably should stay in Vegas.
That's what Mighty John, the record guy, is on. He has, what is this, top 10 list? Or top five?
Well, 10. 10 for me, yeah.
Okay.
10 for you.
These are top 10 big money records?
Well, 10 records each worth $100 or more.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Well, Motown overall, very, very collectible. The Supremes overall, very, very collectible. They're the first girl group ever to have a number one album on Billboard. That album, Supremes, a go-go, currently up to $100.
Oh. Is that right?
That sounds familiar.
They were the very first girl band to have a number one album?
That's correct.
Wow.
That sounds familiar. Yeah. I think my parents have that one. I remember going through their records a long time ago. I think mom has that. Mm. Every time she hears it, she's like, oh, my God, I got this. Oh, my God. No, she freaks out.
Oh, every time John is on, she'll call you. You talk that night.
Right.
And she said, I got that record.
Amanda, I got that one. Okay.
Did she move it with her from Long Island to Florida?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I hope she didn't put him up in the attic in Florida.
No.
Okay, so that's number 10.
How about The Doors' big hit, Light My Fire? Now, if you have a copy of this 45, and there's no girl pictured on the record label, it's $25. But if there is a girl pictured on the record label, $125.
Nice. Huh.
The Doors, Light My Fire.
Why is that?
Well, the girl was a logo for Elektra Records, and sometimes they put that picture on their label, and sometimes they didn't. Obviously, there were less of them on the label, making that version worth much more than the other.
The rarity, oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right, number 8.
AC/DC, Whole Lotta Rosie. Current value for that 45, up to $125.
Wow, I didn't even know they made a 45 for that.
A whole lot of money.
Whole Lotta Rosie. Do you know who Rosie was? Or?
She was a hefty
like, girl.
Groupie, right?
Yeah, she was a groupie.
Right.
She said, Bon Scott, one day, I've slept with 28 men this month. And the next morning when she woke up, Bon Scott whispered in her ear, 29.
Nice.
Now, 2008, Mariah Carey, of all people, the a cappella album it was called, current value up to $200. Most people bought the CD, which is not really worth anything, the vinyl, $200.
Yeah, CDs they're just not collectible,
no,
right?
Not at all.
Well, there are some. When they originally came out, they came out in what was known as a long box, which you had to tear open to get to the CD.
It was annoying,
Those long boxes is where the money is. Generally, they sell for about $50 a piece now, if they weren't damaged.
Oh, yeah, mine destroyed.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Going back to the early days of rock and roll, the Clovers' Love Potion, number 9, the value for the album up to $250. The Beatles, Paperback Writer, that 45, with its picture sleeve up to $300, $250 of that just for that picture sleeve.
Wow.
Which shows Lennon and Harrison playing guitars left-handed, which they never did. And it kind of makes it a unique picture sleeve.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And, you know, I would never pick up on that. I'd be at a tag sale, I'd see that, I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, keep moving.
It's old, yeah, move on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now you're like, give me that.
Oh,
it's cool.
16-year-old Tom and 16-year-old Jerry had a hit back in American Bandstand days called Hey Schoolgirl. $300 with a picture sleeve. But Tom and Jerry said, you know, that name sounds corny. Let's go back to our real names, Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh.
And that's where they started.
Oh, wow.
I was pitching the cartoon cat. And
me too.
Well, that's what they thought.
They got a record?
1991, Nirvana, the album Nevermind, current value up to $400.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Yes. In 2015, you mentioned Record Store Day. This was an exclusive for Record Store Day, the album Songs of Innocence by U2, current value for the album, two-set album, up to $800.
Wow.
Is that the most collectible U2 record?
I would say so, probably, yeah. They have others in that vein, but that's the one that sticks out in my mind as the most valuable.
And the Nevermind album, that would be Nirvana's most collectible?
Probably Love Buzz, the 45, with its picture sleeve, would be the big one, up to $1,000.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a buzz.
Yep.
And then what's number one on this list?
Well, summer's coming. Got to have the Beach Boys. The very first 45 called Surfin'. Current value up to $1,500.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I'm going to write that down.
Mighty John, the record guy, is on, and we're linked up to his website, moneymusic.com. If you have a record collection and want to get an idea of, like, who's that in the background?
Yeah, that's a dog. Yeah.
What's the dog's name?
That one is Fergus.
Fergus.
How many do you have?
Put in vinyl.
He's a golden doodle, and then I have a puggle called Winston.
Oh, my God, they sound so cute.
Winston, the puggle.
Winston.
Bark, bark, bark.
I have him barking at anybody that gets close to my record collection.
That's right.
If you want to call in and, you know, running past John Hill, do kind of like one of these antique road shows, but with records.
Ooh.
203-882-9757. Can you tell us a story of, like, how you went to a tag sale and got something worth a lot of money for, like, almost nothing?
Well, when people ask me that, I always think of the churchyard sale that I went to. I'm not sure if I ever told you that one. I went with another friend to this churchyard sale where all the members of the church gathered in the parking lot and had a big yard sale. And I spotted an Elvis record that he and I both knew was worth a lot of money. And I grabbed it first, and they had a tag on it of 25 cents. And so my friend said, ask him if they'll take a dime. So I said, would you take 10 cents for this? Oh, sure. And then I sold it for $1,300. So that's the one that bothers me the most.
Well, yeah, you're going to hell
that
now.
That should bother you.
You're going to hell now. You're in a
church
parking lot.
You do know, when you're at the gate, right. They're going to call you on this one.
The moment you walked away, that person pulled their face up. It was a devil.
Well, one thing I want to remind you, if you go to a yard sale, always make sure the vinyl is inside the original cover.
Yes.
Many times I'll find, a Beatles album and somebody inside put a Barry Manilow record. So you've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Didn't you have that happen, but in a good way?
Oh, good. Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember? I remember you saying something about this.
Well, it was a Supremes album, actually. A woman ahead of me had picked it up first, and the value was 100% for the cover, not for the vinyl.
Yeah.
And somebody inside had put a Kenny Rogers record, so she put it down, and I picked it up immediately. And she said, you know, there's a Kenny Rogers record inside there. I said, I love Kenny Rogers. Because that album cover, Meet the Supremes, up to $800.
She's like, weirdo.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, is this Al in the shed?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, let's start with some marital advice from Al in the shed.
Right.
Oh, I got no advice. I'm an idiot. When I told you guys last week that this weekend would be my anniversary, it's not. It's Labor Day weekend.
No. This is why you live in the shed. This is why you live in the shed.
You knew it was one of those kickoff or end of summer things. It was a 3-day weekend.
I was drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We went to Black Island. We spent 10 days out there.
10 days.
That's a long time.
You only need like 3 or 4 out there.
Yeah.
Well, you had to work
small
off
island.
You had to work off the rest of it.
I found that out. It was pretty boring. The only There's thing nothing... that was great about it was scrambled eggs and lobster with Budweiser in the morning.
Ooh, scrambled lobster.
That sounds like a fantastic breakfast.
Seriously, man. I'd take that on a bet.
Yeah, so anyway, I screwed up. Everybody corrected me.
That's good.
Okay. So your marital advice to Ayesha would be, remember when you were married. She'll have no problem doing it. You know?
It's going to be 24 years. So
are you sure?
Yeah, right. I'm sorry, 42.
You didn't get married on Block. You got married where?
In my mother-in-law's backyard.
Wow. Okay, that's
backyard.
Fun. Wow. Nice.
Over in White Hills.
Love it.
Not White Hills, Huntington. Yeah, it was
Man.
Great.
Meanwhile, I checked for chemicals.
It was White Hills on Memorial Day. No, it was Huntington on Labor Day.
Meanwhile, I checked your check for chemicals.
Probably wasn't even Block Island.
Seriously?
It's probably Long Island.
Long Island.
I got married, so I didn't have to remember things. That's her job.
I remember when we were in Syosset.
Do you remember proposing to her, Al?
No, I just gave her a hard time forever. And finally, she said, okay.
Oh, you wore her down.
Oh, gotcha. Right. The pest method.
That's good. I know that. I've done it. It's a great method.
Like,
you remember your first dance? Did you have a first dance?
What song?
Oh, we used to go out all the time. Well, at the wedding? No, I don't.
No, at the wedding, yeah.
Yeah, first dance at the wedding.
I think it was Aerosmith.
Oh, I don't want to close my eyes.
Exactly.
What year did you get married?
I don't want to miss you, babe.
Excuse me?
What year did you get married? What year?
Well, it depends if it was 24 years ago or 42.
Right,
so
yeah.
Do two different sets of math.
Right, yeah.
And
it was 2000. It's not hard to forget.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the Aerosmith song is Walking the Dog.
All right, guys.
All right.
I don't know. I would just say behave.
I picture this beautiful bride in white walking in, and then there's this groundhog standing in.
Wearing a tuxedo t-shirt.
Right. Tuxedo t-shirt. Unshaven.
With a can of beer.
Messy.
With a can of
Jean
beer
shorts.
Can of Budweiser.
Right. How you doing?
Hi, Ruth.
Right,
hi, Dope.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Al. Thank you.
Hi, Al. Could stay awake. This is my wedding song, too.
Wait, really?
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. Anybody else's gag reflex want to go off right now?
You hate this song.
I hate this song.
I love this song.
Hate
I love
this song.
This
was the death of Aerosmith.
Really?
Yeah, in my mind. And I was like, all right, I'm off your bandwagon.
Did anyone tell Aerosmith?
I'm off the bandwagon. In my mind.
This made them a lot of money.
It made them a lot of money, yeah.
I think this is their only number one song.
Is their only
number one? Really?
None with mine. None with my money. Yeah.
And it's in Armageddon.
Yeah, I know. Another equally great movie.
The Animal Cookies.
Right. With Ben Affleck.
Do you feel this way about anyone on the planet where you don't want to sleep because you don't want to miss a second of time with them?
I feel like people would say they're pets.
The cat count?
Yeah, it does. Sing this to Marshall tonight.
It goes a little bit.
All right, we're getting some marital advice for Ayesha here.
Right.
203-882-9757. This is, get a pen out.
Okay, I got my notes
out. You're about to get some good stuff.
I got my notes out right now. Right. Typing it in.
Oh, here we go.
Here comes the
Bedelia.
Good stuff. Right. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
All right.
I have the best advice ever.
Okay.
If you can deal with your husband, stop smoking, living in a 32-foot trailer, and not kill each other.
Okay.
That's good.
Wait, so deal with...
Right, she doesn't smoke anyway, so
don't
good,
smoke in a 32-foot trailer.
Right, how about a 43-foot trailer? Good.
is there dimensions?
I don't care how many feet. It could be 500 feet, but them quitting smoking. He's been 4 months not smoking. And my other advice is he's married me twice.
Forgot the first time?
First time I met him, I hit him in the head with a cue ball. Hence why his name is Cue Ball. And
remind me why you threw the cue ball at him. Was he looking at your boobs?
Yes.
Okay.
I told him twice.
Okay, but they were hanging out.
No, not really. Well, maybe a little bit.
Okay, if you leave them hanging out, then just
roll ball.
Live with it.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but he married me twice, so he must love me.
Well, you're welcome to have the cue ball. I forgot.
Okay, so if we were to boil down your advice to like a sentence that we could print on a T-shirt,
right,
what would it be?
It would be always number one. Don't hit them in the head with a cue ball.
All right, so we're going to print this on a T-shirt. Always number one. Don't hit him in the head with a cue ball.
Right, right. They might be
dealing. Actually, no. Hit him in the head with a cue ball because it's smartening them up, and they marry you two times.
Okay, that's the back of the shirt.
All right.
And that's a numbed amount.
And also, the guy that said before, you always don't yell at each other and scream and yell. You know what you do? You walk around the field. You talk to your animals. And you don't...
Says the person who hit him in the head with a cue ball. Don't yell at him.
Right.
No,
smack him.
No,
assault him.
Seriously,
right,
though, don't fight. Don't fight. Fighting is the worst thing because you just get angry with each other and you got to look at each other.
You're already angry if you're fighting.
Boy, this is really insightful, Bedelia.
No, and seriously, what happened was the other night I was having a bad dream and I ended up punching him in the throat. By accident, because I was having a bad dream.
All right, so it's advice is don't sleep next to Bedelia.
No, just keep going, Bedelia. I'm going to play music behind
you. He's on the pull-out couch in the RV now because he's scared they're going to put a pillow over his head or something. But you just have to be nice, and you have to accept who you are. And, you know, he doesn't come home sometimes. He's hanging with the boys, whatever. But you let him have his space. Let him do what he wants to do. As long as he's not putting his, you know, what into somebody else's what, just let him do what he's doing and let him relax.
This is love.
Does that make sense?
You're listening to an episode of Dr. Bedelia.
That was beautiful.
That was, I loved it.
I feel wasted.
Yeah, as long as he's not putting his thing in this thing.
Right, that thing. And somebody else's thing.
And someone else's thing.
Right, that
thing.
If he's not doing something with somebody else, then it's okay. Just let him have his space if he wants to.
I think we found the T-shirt slogan. It was, as long as he's not putting his thing in someone else's thing.
Right.
I think
exactly.
That's it. That's the marital advice.
He boils down.
Did you get that, Ayesha?
I did. Think I wrote it down.
More like a marital aid.
Yeah. Taking notes.
Okay. No, make sure he has food. Make sure you always cook for him, and make sure no matter whether whatever time he comes home.
Part two.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Hold on. We're going to get back to you.
Yeah, don't move.
This is a floor-length bomb. No longer a t-shirt.
Chaz and AJ.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good
morning.
Hi.
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 Okay, just remember, you're on the same team. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
how many people are on this team? Is it your mother?
Okay.
Is it all your friends?
Right. The Estrin
team. Am I going to a committee for everything?
Team? Yeah, which team is it?
How big is your team?
Right.
Just the two of you. Remember that.
Okay.
Ultimately, it's about the two of you.
How long have you been married?
Humor and a sense of compromise.
How long?
I've been with my high school sweetheart since 88.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Wow. See, now you can give advice.
So, now with your husband.
We've been together a long time.
Man, high school sweethearts.
A lot of family issues and stuff. And, you know, just remember, it's the two of you.
Can I ask you a very personal question?
Oh, okay.
All right. Were you guys each other's first?
I was his. He wasn't mine, though.
Oh.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Good for you.
Spicy.
All right.
Yeah.
Worldly.
You know, and remember,
I have follow-ups, but I'll keep my mouth shut. What's that?
Okay. Sometimes you have to lose a battle to win the war.
Okay, that's the...
Compromise on little things.
That's the t-shirt.
Right.
Lose the battle in the war.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, good.
That's good.
That works.
Okay.
Okay.
She sounds medicated.
I have a bunch of follow-ups.
I know.
It's all right. Okay, thank you.
I imagine you do, yes.
All right. Thank you.
And, you know, in both our families, there's so much divorce. So we know, we've seen what could go wrong. So we don't want that.
All right. Hold on to your stuff.
And I'm guessing people probably didn't think you guys would make it.
No, I imagine not because, you know, like bad history in our families and being so young.
How old were you when you got married?
Well, actually, we waited till at least I graduated college, so I was actually 23.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
Waited a little bit, but been together since high school.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So best of luck.
Thank you, Angel.
Seeing you in Bridgeport.
Okay,
awesome.
Got you still.
Hold on. This could be.
What was that?
That's me harmonizing. Always.
Oh, I thought we had Al in the shed back. No.
He's getting beaten right by his wife. Baby, stop it. Stop it.
Joe in Beacon Falls.
Hey, I just want to thank my wife, Lisa Bedard, for 25 years of marriage. I don't know how she put up with me all these years. I wish I had some advice. I don't know how she did it, but I love you, Lisa. Want to be with you forever. Thank you.
For sale or lease.
That was so cute.
No, he told me the advice he was going to give. He didn't even get to the advice part.
What was the advice?
The advice was to let the wife pay all the bills. Here,
nice.
Honey, here's all the money. You take care of all this.
Wow.
Why would you ruin what he just did? All right, so there was a fire in Detroit, and a firefighter was arrested after he assaulted another firefighter at the scene of a fire.
Right. Wait, what?
See how many times I said fire
you
there?
You did, yeah. It happens.
That was, I think, like 5 times.
Yeah, easily.
A firefighter in Detroit was arrested after he assaulted another firefighter at the scene of a fire.
Right. So it's right there.
While they were fighting it.
So it's 4.
The fire.
Right.
The fire. Let's play the clip and see if we can guess how many times.
Okay.
All right.
To preface, I know how much you enjoy the music they overlay on top of TikTok videos and
etc. Oh, no.
They put chimes in here already. Those were already in there.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Detroit firefighters, known as some of the best in the business at fighting fires, not fighting each other while also fighting fires. Detroit fire crews arrived quickly to a significant fire inside this home, and the firefighters got right to work. Something went wrong with a firefighter who comes from a Detroit firefighter family, where he allegedly assaulted a fellow firefighter as they're fighting the fire, to the point where the chief on the fire scene had to call Detroit police for help. We are told in his fire gear and all, officers arrested that firefighter and took him to the Detroit Detention Center.
12?
I had 13.
Oh, I must have missed one.
Yeah. He said two of them were really close together.
There was a ding-ding?
Yeah, there was a ding-ding, yep.
So it was ding-ding.
So it was ding-ding, yeah.
It's like one of those grammar, like you have to say it really fast,
right.
Like firefighter, you know, whatever.
Firefighter.
Yeah.
I wonder if when writing his copy, he said, how many more F-words can I actually put in here? Because there was a little string in the middle there where it's following the family, foraging.
Oh, he was on an F tear. Yeah,
he was having fun with it.
Well, there's one more he could use.
All right, do we want to answer the question? What's better?
I want to know.
SpaghettiOs?
This is perfect. I'm leaving ravioli? By 9:30. This
right,
is great, right?
Yeah, got to do it right now.
All right.
Kids hit the wrong game.
All right, I'm going to try the ravioli. Let me try the classic first.
Yeah, go with the...
Okay. You're going with SpaghettiOs
for
meatballs.
That's right, meat. That's meatball. I love a fake meatball. Yeah. I love a fake wiener. I love fake meat. It's my favorite.
Okay, it's just SpaghettiOs.
It's so good.
Does it still stand up after all these years?
The meatball, it still tastes fake.
Right.
The sauce, it is a little sweet.
What is that meatball?
It's got that nice spongy feeling.
What can live in a can
I don't know.
Forever?
Don't you think?
Meatballs made with chicken and beef and
foam?
That's what it says.
Foam,
yeah,
yes.
Probably, yeah.
Right.
All right, now we're doing the ravioli.
It has a consistency of...
But it's not refrigerated, and it sits on a shelf for how long?
As like, many years.
Oh, ravioli.
Wow, down the whole thing in one
shot.
There
you go. Yeah. Wait. That's the way you got to eat it. You got to have the whole ravioli.
The ravioli is pretty good. It's like gummy, you know?
Yeah.
Got that texture.
Gummy, yes.
Can I go again?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Absolutely.
Finish it up. Go for it. It's yummy to Tommy.
We're having a conversation about SpaghettiOs and ravioli.
I think the ravioli actually wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I got to tell you.
Yeah. Right?
See, now, if we're five, we pick SpaghettiOs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now you add 30 years or more.
Yeah.
And the raviolis win.
Plus, overall, the scent, because when they both came in here, the ravioli scent was much more tasty to me than the SpaghettiOs was.
Well, I put
There's something too tangy with the SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, but I do enjoy the SpaghettiOs.
I put up a poll on my Instagram story, and SpaghettiOs is actually winning.
Really?
I said, which is better? Yeah. And more people picking SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs is funnier. And more fun to say.
Yes, it is. Right.
It's a fun thing to say. SpaghettiOs.
It had a jingle and everything.
SpaghettiOs.
Right.
Exactly.
The neat round spaghetti eat with a spoon. SpaghettiOs.
Oh, do you have the jingle?
Oh, really? Cool.
We're going to find it. I used to take the giant can of Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Right.
And I would just open the top and I'd eat right out of the can.
Yeah, I can't do it cold. Yeah,
cold.
No. Because they are fully cooked. Yeah.
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 My friend used to eat hot dogs cold a lot because they're fully cooked.
Yeah.
Which I thought was gross.
It's like eating bologna.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well heat it, but if I didn't have time, not that I was, you
it's
know,
not
I had
you.
To get in front of the TV because I couldn't pause it.
It's not going
to
kill you. We have to get
my show's on.
Way back when.
That's it.
No DVR either.
There's no pause.
No. Exactly. There's a lot of commercials, too.
All right, so ravioli's wins.
Ravioli
wins. On your feed, SpaghettiOs wins.
SpaghettiOs is winning, if people want to go vote, I should be on Instagram.
Wow.
And what is it? ISMA?
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah, go feel free to vote. We'll have to see.
We're linked up. All right, you got to go. Thank you.
I got to go. Can I take this with me?
Absolutely. Sure. There it is.
Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.